Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Mit der ING läuft's einfach. Banking, das nebenbei passiert, kein Stress, kein Drama. In der ING-App regelst du deine Karten selbst. Wunschpin, Limits setzen, sperren mit einem Klick, alles direkt von dir gesteuert. Die ING macht Banking easy. Für dich, für dein Leben. Do your thing.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, talks in the hallway, plus butter recalled and dogs licking plates. It's all coming up right after this.
Game day energy starts before the first snap with Chumba Casino. Whether you're killing time before kickoff or celebrating a big touchdown, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of the game right to your browser. Spin the reels, play blackjack, instant scratch-style cards, and more. It's like having a full playbook of fun at your fingertips. Sign up in seconds and score a free welcome bonus. Plus, daily login bonuses each time you return. And here's the extra point. You don't need to make a purchase to get in on the action. So whether you're going for a Hail Mary or just looking for a solid drive of entertainment, Chumba Casino gives you a chance to score some serious prizes without leaving your home turf. It's your move. Start your streak at ChumbaCasino.com today. Sponsored by VGW Group. No purchase necessary. See terms at ChumbaCasino.com. Must be over 21 and present in a state where it's legal to play.
All right, this magician, he gets his job on a cruise ship. Mm-hmm. So he's working his cruise ship, and he does his act every night. In the front row is the captain of the ship with a parrot on his shoulder. Mm-hmm. So every night he does his act. Well, by the third night, the parrot starts figuring out this magician's act. Mm-hmm. So he starts heckling the magician, and, you know, it's in his sleeve. It's under his hat. His assistant has it. So that night, they hit an iceberg, and the ship goes down. The magician wakes up floating on a piece of driftwood, and the parrot is sitting on the end of the driftwood, and they stare at each other for 2 days and don't say a word. Mm-hmm. They just look at each other all mad. Finally, the bird goes, "I give. Where's the boat?"
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Now, Josh, you were just talking to Mr. Oskay in the green room.
Yes, sir.
You're having a conversation. It was interesting, and I enjoyed it very much. I listened to part of it. But,
you were eavesdropping.
No, I was making coffee. And
yes, but...
it was fun. We were talking about... in any event, as you were departing, you were walking in here, and I was behind you, and Jeff was going... he had to go the other way. And you started to talk about something, and you kept going, and he'd already exited. So what is your standard policy? Do you, once you realize that he is no longer within earshot, and I noticed you kept going. Christy, like, you're at your house with your husband, and he starts saying something, and you start run off. Does he just mid-sentence,
I've done that before, yeah.
Or do you just keep going just in case?
No.
A lot of times I'll stop because here our brains are all going 100 miles per hour, and we often have other things to do. And sometimes you realize, I have to do this before we go back on the air, right, or whatever. So I just assumed Jeff may have had something he had to get done during this hour.
So it wasn't a lack of interest in your.
Sometimes I do go, you know what? I would have walked away too because it was pretty boring.
Oh yeah,
it was actually quite interesting. Now we have a story that is really bothering me today.
Oh no,
it's about butter.
And but you're a big fan.
I am a huge fan of butter,
you,
and I always
big dairy.
I applaud all the folks working hard. You talk about hard work. Go to a dairy farm for a while, and you'll go, wait a minute, my job is easy.
That's all mechanized now.
No.
The FDA has announced nearly 80,000 pounds of Costco's Kirkland Signature butter was recalled when the FDA discovered that the packages of Kirkland butter do not contain the necessary contains milk allergy statement.
Oh, okay.
Despite cream being listed as an ingredient.
How stupid do you have to be?
Consumers who are not allergic to dairy can keep using the butter, by the way. You don't have to take it back. They're just recalling product that hasn't been
80,000 pounds of butter.
Yikes.
I mean, is anyone dumb enough? If it says cream on it and it's butter, isn't it obvious that it's a dairy product?
You can easily sue. That's the problem.
Yep. Mm. Or sue happy society, boy.
Yeah. I don't know.
No. Yeah, I agree with
instead
you.
Instead of recalling it, couldn't they have just had stickers made saying, this is butter, you idiot. It's made with milk products and dairy.
I bet they just recall it, repackage it, send it back out.
I'm not sure they can.
Why?
Yeah, you would hope they wouldn't even have to repackage it. They would just...
Could Costco just
grab a Sharpie?
Yeah.
I like the sticker idea.
But those can come off. So I would think...
Well...
Yeah, I know. But that is the easiest way.
I mean, really.
But people would go,
If I were the judge and someone came in, well, I bought this butter and then my allergy killed me. Good. And where's your lawyer? I want to kill him, too. You're a moron.
I get it.
My milkshake has milk in it. Well, then you should die. You're so stupid.
You go to any grocery store right now, how many butters are you going to find that have no dairy? Quite a few.
But they can't call them. They're not called butter.
There's something out there called...
It's margarine or oleo or I can't believe it's not butter. I'm surprised they're allowed to use the name. I don't know. It just seems pretty obvious to me.
It is obvious, but, you know.
I think we're becoming a nation of pussies.
You moron.
I've never heard a more salient point than what
you're saying.
Thin the herd. If you're that stupid, you deserve to die. I have some painful seizures in a crowd.
This is what they're trying to avoid.
A new survey indicates that you might want to think twice before eating from someone else's kitchen. The poll of 2,000 adults found 1 in 6 admitted to serving food to guests that had been dropped on the floor.
Come on.
Can any of you recall ever doing that?
No.
Nor can I.
Nearly 30% said they tasted food with a spoon that they were cooking with and put the same spoon back into the cooking pot.
Everybody does that.
That's disgusting.
Oh, everybody does that. Come on.
30% said they knowingly serve food that was past its sell-by date. I've done that.
Well, those sell-by dates are also...
That's just a suggestion.
And they're... Yeah.
Do you not pay attention to sell-by dates? Or how far...
A lot of them are...
How far
you know
past?
Who nails it? Milk nails it.
Well, you're right. Yeah,
you're
it,
right.
A lot of them, they're forced to put them on there. It's like the butter thing.
How far past do you go? 3 days? Five days? Depends what it is.
I've slowly been eating more... like. 5 years ago, I started eating food that had been 2 days expired, and then 4 years, and then I would go to a week, and then 3 weeks, so that when the nuclear bombs do go off,
right.
I can eat anything out there.
You'll be all set.
I have trained my body to eat raw rabbit if I have to.
What is the, and I'm not, I'll direct this at someone else because you'll think I'm trying to make fun of you.
Did you say raw rabbit?
That's right.
Ace, you're a big pizza guy. What's the refrigerator life of, say, a pizza, sausage, mushroom pizza, cold pizza in the fridge?
You mean
already cooked? Or
leftover?
Yeah, leftover, sorry.
Oh, okay. They say 3 days.
Yeah, I'm going.
I actually, last Saturday, I made my DiGiorno Thanksgiving pizza. It's limited edition.
Sure.
And had half leftover, and that was Saturday. And I'm probably going to toss it today if I don't eat it.
But you're not going to eat it today.
I don't think so. They got to be in the mood for that.
Okay.
You made a Thanksgiving pizza?
Yeah, it was frozen.
Oh, okay. That's a thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jess made us one year.
Yeah, I remember Jess made one.
No, yeah, I didn't know there was a frozen.
In fact, I'm going to request another one. Yeah.
It was
last year, DiGiorno put out this Thanksgiving pizza, but you had to order it online, and it was a very limited edition. They only sold X amount every day.
Yeah, the one Jess made was great.
And then this year, it's in the store?
I just happened to be walking by going, oh, wow.
Oh.
How many did you buy? Because knowing they're a limited edition.
Well, I wanted to taste it, and if it was good, I might get one for actual Thanksgiving Day.
Oh, are you going to?
It was pretty okay.
Why don't you come over to my house for Thanksgiving?
Wait a minute, you're gonna have a frozen...
No, you're not.
Turkey pizza for Thanksgiving by yourself?
God, Ace. No.
Do you
want to borrow my gun?
My brothers who are married and have kids would say... That sounds amazing.
Yeah,
it is.
I'm just going to sit here and watch this nonstop football all day
by myself.
I don't know how I'm going to get through.
The only one who enjoys Thanksgiving. I love Thanksgiving.
It's my second favorite holiday.
I love it. Everybody's over. We play dominoes and cards and eat and drink.
Sounds like hell.
I think primarily fathers and grandfathers hearing this going, oh, God.
I'm with you. Watch football.
Wall to wall ball.
When are you going to get over here and get in the dominoes? Yeah, shut up.
Okay.
Well, good thing you're not coming over then.
No, God, no.
One third of respondents said they had simply wiped down a knife and put it back rather than washing it.
It depends.
Wipe her down.
If it's just bread, I do that. Like if
no
you're
problem.
A piece of bread.
Yeah. How about if you, let's say you have a box of cereal.
Yes.
And you take a knife and you slit the things at the top so it opens up so you can reseal it.
Yes.
All right. You're the only one that does that, but go ahead.
Wait, what are you doing?
To open cereal, he's using a knife. Not just your hands.
Not just your finger.
Now, granted.
Because, no, they never come clean.
And they used to.
And then when you want to reseal it, the tab has to go in the slot.
Yeah.
So you take a knife.
No, you don't.
And you slip the top, and then
To open with your hand.
But they never do. They rip constantly.
They're not bad at all.
No, they have gotten bad. And I do recycle, but these recycled boxes suck.
Hmm.
Cereal boxes have gotten cheap. I mean, you can't take them in the bath anymore.
You can't have them on the toilet anymore.
They won't hold milk anymore like the old ones did.
I love the little ones.
You know, the great thing about eating cereal on the toilet is when you've got cereal, you can just pour it between your legs. Right down the toilet. 1, 2, 3.
Yikes.
Yes, sir.
15% of those surveyed said they had let their pet clean up spilled food or drink rather than mop it up themselves.
Of course.
That's why you have a dog.
Now, do you do this, Kristen? Do you take, let's just say you had cheeseburgers for dinner and there's a third of a cheeseburger left on, well, in your case, there's three quarters of a cheeseburger left on your plate. Do you just happen to walk over to the dog and go?
No. In fact, I did this last night. I had a steak that was left over and they said, aren't you going to take that home to your dog? And I said, no, you can take it to your dog. My dog would get sick if they ate something like that. I'm not. No.
Her dogs are.
Yeah, her dogs.
Amazing.
Her dogs are listening. Her dogs are listening right now, figuring out what kind of prey I'm going to make her fall on the stairs.
That I hear that? My dogs.
You hear what Mom just said?
Yeah,
she had half a steak. He didn't bring home to us.
Tonight's the night. And they're killing that bitch.
And they call me a bitch.
Boy, oh boy.
What the hell? Yeah. I mean, I am a bitch. I'm a dog.
There's a nice little Havanese out there that's having a very nice breakfast.
Same kibble every day. Same damn kibble.
I make my... No, I'm going to shut up right now.
So you don't... You let the dogs...
chicken and blueberries
you let
and
them
carrots.
Lick, you let them lick the plates as you put them in the dishwasher.
No, God, no.
We're trying to
I do not let them do that.
Why
chicken
not?
Blueberries.
Your dishwasher is going to kill those germs.
I don't let them clean plates like that. You're encouraging them to beg.
Mm. No, I'm a sophisticated American of the 21st century.
So hang on a
trying
second.
To educate my dogs
you
in
let your
the
dogs,
good life.
You let your dogs lick a plate after you've finished eating
it off depends
a
who's
plate.
Listening to this show right now.
Well, I let my cat lick syrup off a plate that I just had waffles or pancakes on, and she's amazing. She does something I don't do when she's had enough. She stops. She'll have like three or four licks, and then she's
mm-hmm.
good.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. Whereas, I've got a real problem.
What is it about evolution that dogs figured out if I sit here and look at them like this, I'm going to get a chunk of that cheeseburger?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No, you can't.
I can't. They've got me wrapped around.
They tilt their heads. Ugh.
You feed your dogs table food?
No, I don't.
Yeah, I didn't.
I don't either.
I don't either. I feed my cats table food.
I don't believe the survey where it says 1 in 6, if you people drop it on the floor, they serve it
no,
to their...
No, I don't
well,
know. depends. I've washed things.
What if you're barbecuing and you drop something on the deck? Don't you just put it back on the grill real quick and singe off whatever it got?
burn the...
Oh, yeah.
Should do.
I think that's even worse.
burn it in.
Burn off the bird poop.
You fake all those germs right in.
Why is there an acorn in my ribeye?
What if it's chili? Do you scoop it up off the deck?
But everybody tries their food while they're cooking it, right? You use the same spoon.
Of course.
Yes. Yeah.
Hmm. Okay.
A Chicago man discovered that his biological mom is the owner of one of his favorite local bakeries recently.
Hey, you know, mom's the owner of these bakeries.
This is a sweet story.
Yeah, this is a, what do we call it, Hallmark movie meant to be made.
NBC Chicago reports Mr. Vamar Hunter had been looking to find his biological mother after receiving confirmation he was adopted. Mr. Hunter underwent a genetic profile and received assistance from a genealogist who helped him locate his birth mother. When she was ready, she called her son, which Mr. Hunter recognized as the phone number for his favorite local bakery, known as Gimme Some Sugar.
Turns out my mom's the lady I called a bitch for not having my marble rye.
What a tiny world.
That's part of the movie, I think. I mean, they make a movie of the story. That's got to be the case.
Yeah, yeah. There was a terrible.
Yeah. He doesn't know she's his mom,
and he'll say something like, "I don't know why. I just can't get mad at her. I don't know what it is."
It was then that Mr. Hunter and Lenore Lindsay, the bakery's owner, reconnected as mother and son.
That's crazy.
Their relationship now feels like they've never been apart from each other. Ms. Lindsay, partially retired, Mr. Hunter now runs much of her business. How nice is that?
That is, I mean, that is such a Hallmark movie.
Yeah, that's a lovely story.
Actually,
yeah.
I have a website called MILF Hunter.
That's you?
That's me. Yeah, it's very popular.
I mean, it's interesting that he had the number of the bakery on his speed dial.
Yeah.
So when she did call him, what was it? It's the sugar place.
It's a sugar.
Would have been awful if it had been a strip club.
Give me some sugar. That'd be a good name for a strip club, actually.
Hey, hello, honey.
My mom's stripping.
Hey, I just want to tell you, I'm your mom. You may know me as Ginger.
Turns out my mom's the chick that made me splooge my Levi's.
Right there.
I'm going to need therapy.
My God.
I don't know what it is, but I just can't get mad at it. He splooged his Levi.
That's what he said.
Okay, I think I have a topic. What's the most embarrassing phone number you have on speed dial?
Oh, I don't have speed dial per se. So in our contacts?
You know what I'm saying. Yeah, in your contacts, if you can.
Boy, oh boy.
Most embarrassing?
I don't know.
What would yours be?
Ace, you have an answer?
I was going to ask you how many restaurants you have in there.
I honestly have none. I know that's not funny, but I
don't know. Because DoorDash is an app. I mean, you don't need
it. Right. Yeah. Back in the day, I had a Chinese restaurant and an Italian restaurant when I still lived in St. Louis before DoorDash.
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did you have them cross-referenced? You had it under Italian, under under the name of the restaurant, under the waiter.
I had it under Fu Yu, which of course was the Italian place, and then I had it.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Actor Michael Rosenbaum, he knows some of the most talented people in the business.
And we try to bring you candid, open interviews, not just actor stuff. Julie Bowen is fantastic.
You know when you leave a job and you know you haven't done your very best job? I hate that feeling.
And if you're here for the wonderful Sarah Silverman, you came to the right place.
Comedy dies in the second guessing of your audience. You just have to keep writing what you think is funny right now.
The Inside of You podcast.
If you really love the podcast,
follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Follow us. It's free.